This is a continuation of Mr. Dresser's talk. We are now in the Frink house. He's going to talk about this house and how he acquired it.
Okay. To start with, the house is the third of the three remaining original dwellings from the iron-making period of Mount Riga. It was built around 1800. I've never researched it exactly, but I've seen it on maps in 1810 and not on maps around 1790. So I just say that it was built around 1800. It is not a fancy house. It was clearly an iron worker house. It was not the iron master's house like Castanuk. And it's a simple post and beam house. And it's the only house on the south side of the plateau. Looking down to the south, we are lucky enough to have some beautiful views looking down at Red Mountain and in Lakeville and on into Sharon and Goshen and Point South, looking at the Briscoe Fields off Route 112 with Hotchkiss to the right and Lime Rock to the left, and on the side of Red Mountain. And the house, I know quite a bit about the history of the house because I was lucky enough to know Katie Pelton Durrell, who lived here as a summer resident from her youth, in her youth, from 1907 to 1927, and she has told me about all the original setup of the house. There's, as so many of these houses used to have, it has a formal front door, which entered into a parlor, and the fireplace used to be center, like a center colonial fireplace, which was used both for heating the parlor and also for cooking in the kitchen, which is now the dining room. And that was removed many, many years ago. We now have a chimney in a different place. The interesting feature, we'll wander upstairs, the most interesting feature of the house, I think, showing its original bones and structure. If you look in the bedrooms upstairs, you see oak boards that are as much as 22 inches wide and 2 inches thick. I know because I've taken up one or two of them. And back when you could fell a tree, use the inside of it for incredible floorboards, other decorative and structural building, and use the rest of it for charcoal or for home heating. And which is, of course, why we had the furnace on Mount Riga in the first place. Many people say, well, why would you build a furnace at 1,800 feet above the 500-foot town of Salisbury? And the answer was that they had cut over the whole valley, so there was no wood available for charcoal. And it takes 30 cords of firewood to make enough charcoal for one load of the furnace. So huge amounts of firewood were required. And of course we had the water power thanks to Mr. Ball's damming of the lower lake. And so that was why it was the last furnace built in the area in 1809. And so there are three bedrooms were as they were originally. Three bedrooms on the second floor. Okay. I don't know what else you might like to know.
When did you acquire this?
Okay. Mount Riga used to own all the houses that were here, including some newer ones, as well as the three original houses, including this house, the Frink house. And we started renting it in 1933. We had previously shared the Castanuk with the Griggs, my cousins. My parents were in France for about 10 years prior to 1933, where my grandfather and grandmother ran a school for American boys in Po, France. And they came back in 33.
How do you spell Po?
P-A-U.
Thank you.
P-A-U, down near the Pyrenees. And They came back in 1933. This house had been vacant. I mentioned Katie Pelton lived here till 1927. Evidently, an animal got into the well, which was the main source of drinking water, which we still have, and therefore it wasn't inhabitable. It wasn't habitable, and they didn't use it for the next 8 years. But by 1933, the well had cleared by natural processes, and they were able to start renting it. And we rented it until 1968, when Mount Riga decided to sell the buildings, that it was too much trouble to keep them up, and therefore they decided to sell them to the people who had been renting them, and we purchased the house in 1968. We still don't own the land, because most people up here do not own the land under their houses.
So this is not a freehold. You own the house, not the land.
That's
under
right.
It.
We have leases from the Mount Riga Corporation, all of us, for the land. So it's an attempt to keep it in unitary control, so you don't end up with a house every 50 feet along the lake, like some of the lakes in our area, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. And so we have owned it since then.
I don't know how much we got. Oh, darn it.
Did we run out of power? Or?
No.